Kent Pavalka back at the Devaney Center, where the Huskers lead the Baylor Bears at halftime 35-30. And you trailed by as many as 10 early in the first half. Baylor on fire from beyond the arc with 7 threes in the first half. And then the Huskers are able to erase that, led by as many as 6, and the half-point advantage is 5, 35-30. Pleasure once again to chat for a few minutes at halftime with University of Nebraska President J.B. Milliken about an issue that has generated a lot of discussion: the location of the Nebraska State Fair and the university's interest in converting the State Fair Park, a State Fair Park, for a research and development campus. JB, you and I know you and several members of the Board of Regents went to North Carolina State, I believe it was last fall, and took a look at what has become, in many people's minds, a model for public-private partnership centered around a public land-grant university. Kind of the same scenario, if you will. I know you'd like to share what you learned. Maybe we could start with the definition of what's a research and development campus.
Well, that is, Kent, a public-private partnership where there's a research university with research and development operations on that campus, but mainly private sector. And that's what we liked about the model in North Carolina. NC State University, which is a place very much like UNL with agriculture and engineering that are some of their strengths, has a 1,300-acre campus right across the street. That we learned looking at places around the country that place matters, proximity. It matters for internships. It matters for our faculty doing work with private sector business. It matters for private sector folks having the opportunity to go on to school, to get master's degrees, that kind of thing. So the synergies really develop and pay off and attract private sector companies when you're right next door to each other.
Why do you believe that this would be, if you do, a better use of the land than the current use?
I better believe it. The Board of Regents took a unanimous position yesterday supporting the movement of the State Fair to another location so the university could develop a public-private partnership there. Keep in mind that we're talking about two-thirds use private sector. These are high-paying jobs. In North Carolina, the average new job is $85,000 at the Centennial campus next to NC State. So we're talking about high-end jobs that are going to contribute to the economy in Nebraska, and that's the whole goal here. This really isn't about expansion of the University of Nebraska. It's about opportunity for us to attract businesses we wouldn't otherwise be able to attract. So we're all for having a strong state fair and having a strong R&D campus next to the university. And from my conversations with people around the state, I think most people are in that place now. They understand we want a strong state fair. And Grand Island's interested, North Platte's interested, Lincoln's interested, there are probably others. But we can do that, and we can have this great space for the university and private development.
What's the vision as to what type of companies, what kind of companies might be interested in this partnership, these opportunities?
That's a good question, because people think that we're going to compete, trying to compete with the area around Stanford and Silicon Valley and the area around Austin, Texas. We're not. We're going to build on our strengths at the University of Nebraska, and these are strengths in agriculture and life sciences and disciplines that have made our research budget grow double over the last 6 years. So we've got to leverage those strengths, and so these are going to be industries that matter to Nebraska.
You mentioned, J.B. Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska, you mentioned some of the communities that are interested in hosting the state fair. Does the university have a position as to the best location for the fair?
Absolutely not. We are completely neutral on that issue. I think there are advantages to being in Grand Island, North Platte, Lincoln, and probably other locations. We have a strong history with the state fair, and we will continue to work closely with the state fair. 4-H, which we work closely with, is a huge part of the state fair. Agriculture exhibition at the fair, we are going to be a part of it no matter where it is.
What has happened briefly in North Carolina that you could use as an example of how this has worked out for them and how it might work out for us?
Well, they started 20 years ago when the state gave them land next door to the campus. Started with 300 acres. It's now 1,300. We don't plan to get that big. They've got about 250 acres that they've dedicated to agriculture and veterinary medicine businesses and university research next door. They've got thousands of students working on that campus now, faculty, private sector, thousands of private sector employees. It's just been a great success. We're looking at a little different scale. We're looking at building on the strengths of Nebraska, so it'll be our own model. We're not going to do what North Carolina did, but we're going to do what Nebraska ought to do.
What Nebraska under Doc Sadler do in the second half?
Well, somehow we got to keep their three-point percentage continuing to go down, and we're doing that. It's about 20% lower than it was, but it ought to keep going south.
This fun atmosphere. People are really enjoying Doc Sadler basketball.
You know? They love Doc Sadler, love Husker basketball. It's real aggressive and energetic, and it's a lot of fun, and they play defense so tough. It's fun to watch them play.
JB, thanks.
Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate
Great
it very
to
much. JB Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska. The Huskers leading Baylor at halftime, 35-30 here at the Devaney. Camp Pavelka along with Matt Davison will be back with more halftime activity. This is Big Red Basketball.